What up, y'all? The Mike Savage Show with y'all, champion. We back at it again, man. Monday morning, 1 o'clock in the morning, we out here, man. You know how we do it, late night shift, man. Y'all, everybody know my Baltimore Ravens fan from being from Baltimore. My boy won. He the hell out the Cincinnati Bengals. 24-21. With our rookie quarterback, Lamar Jackson, best young quarterback in the world, man. He doing his thing, man. Yeah, Lamar Jackson, one of the best young quarterbacks in football right now. Did his thing, man. So look out, Joe Flacco. He might go ahead and bench Joe Flacco, man. Joe Flacco ain't got it, man. It's Lamar Jackson's time to shine, man. Flacco already bummed it out for 11 years. But yeah, y'all know how we do it, man. The Mike Savage Show. Anchor FM, we going out there, we lit, man. Yeah, I want to thank Anchor FM for letting me put my voice out. Get my voice out there, man. Get my voice out. Do my thing, man. Talk my junk every day, man. Have fun with this junk, man. And girl found the Mike Savage Show. We lit, man. Every day, all day. Like I always say, God is good, man. Without him, nothing is possible. God the glory, God the praise, man. Yo, everybody's talking about Mariah Carey's new album, Caution, man. Her 15th studio album, yo. 15 albums, yo. Motherfuckers can't even put one great album together. This woman has put together 15 albums in a row, yo. Over a lifetime. She's been doing it since I was a little kid, nigga. I remember back when she first did the Arsenio Hall show. Back when she was like 18, 19 and shit. She did the I had a vision of love, and it was my. That was a joint right there. It was a joint she did on my favorite talk show, Arsenio Hall, man. That was one of the greatest talk show hosts of all time, man. The Arsenio Hall show, man. He broke a lot of good artists back in the day. Mariah Carey, Michael Jackson was on there. Luther Vandross. Fat and skinny Luther Vandross was on there. For all you over here, y'all know what I'm talking about. First he was fat Luther, then he was skinny Luther. I think Luther had that bug, man. I think Luther had AIDS and shit, man. That's why he dies here. Cause everybody know Luther was a fruit cup. Yeah, everybody know Luther Vandross was a faggy boy, man. Man, everybody know Luther Vandross was a faggy, man. Come on, stop playing me, man. I thought he was fat Luther, then skinny Luther, then fat Luther again. Nigga had the AIDS bug and shit, man. Luther Vandross, one of the best R&B divas of all time back in the day. Before he died and shit. Yeah. Like I said yesterday, Michelle Obama had a book comes out, I think, pretty soon. Becoming, it's the best, one of the best selling books. I think it was 13 or some shit. It's gonna be one of the best tell all books. It tells about her and Barack's. When they first met and shit. All that good shit, y'all know. For everybody, like, wow, he sure stutters a lot. Yeah, motherfucker, I stutter, goddammit. Yeah, I stutter, motherfucker. But God gave me the ability to speak my mind. I'ma speak it, goddammit. That's right, I stutter. But nah. Like I always say, God is everything, man. Gave me the ability to speak my mind. I'm going to speak my mind. Like I said, you don't hear that sexual assault, that you hear Barack Obama cheating on Michelle Obama and shit, because Michelle Obama ain't play that shit. Yeah, motherfucker, get the frying pan out the head. Boing. She ain't play that shit. Nah. Man, y'all know how y'all be in a hotel, you in a hotel room and shit. And housekeeping keep fucking with you and shit. Housekeeping, get out. I don't want no towel, bitch. Leave me alone. What? I'm trying to chill. Housekeeping, got a blanket. Yeah, I got a blanket already, bitch. Leave me alone. Housekeeping. Need change? No, I don't know fucking change. Fuck, I need change for a bitch. I'm going to sleep. Housekeeping. The pillow. I got a pillow already, bitch. Leave me alone. Fuck y'all done. What? Housekeeping. Sure, but they should say, housekeeping one pussy. Yes, lady. Yes, come on in. Hold on. I come. Hold up. But no, look at my. For me, I probably get one of them fat Indian, ugly broads. With the had a fat, hairy mole in the face and shit. With the red dot in the middle forehead and shit. Yeah, that type shit, though. But yeah. That should be tripping me out, though. Trying to go to hotel relax or some shit, some peace and quiet. Motherfucking hotel staff fucking with you and shit. Bad enough to walk down the street, motherfucking cops leave a black man alone and shit. Black shit, cops trying to shoot me, they walking down the street and shit. But that's not the, but that's neither here nor there, so I'm gonna leave that alone. But yeah, like I said, the Ravens beat the hell out of the Cincinnati Bengals. Next week we play Oakland Raiders come to Baltimore. So the Baltimore, I predict the Baltimore Ravens gonna beat the hell out of the Oakland Raiders 34-17. Lamar Jackson gonna have like 2 touchdowns. And now new running back, Gus something. Gonna have like 135 yards, 2 touchdowns and shit. That's that little running back we got. So we got I can't remember the running back's name. We got Lamar Jackson quarterback. We got couple good running backs. But yeah, 34-17, Ravens gonna beat the hell out of the Oakland Raiders also. But yeah, man. Like I said, we ain't hear Barack Obama cheating on Michelle, cause Michelle ain't play that shit. She beat the hell out, probably beat the hell out of Barack Obama and shit. Plus Michelle fat as shit though. Get that big old ass on me. Bunny jumped off her ass. Yo, in the cliff. Like, using Michelle Obama's ass as a cushion and shit. But yeah. She was one of the best first ladies we ever had, though. Way better than Melania Trump, the robot first lady. And Barbara Bush, looking like George Bush, or Eddie Bush, or Steve Bush. Nancy Reagan looking like Steve Reagan, or Bob Reagan. Y'all know Nancy Reagan ran that house in the White House and shit, because y'all know Ronald Reagan had Alzheimer's and shit, even when he was in the office and shit. His mind was all fucked up. All right, no, she was telling him what to do and shit. That she was telling me. Cause you look on Google and shit, you'll see that shit. Yeah. Reagan, yeah, it's sad, but yeah, Alzheimer's, even when he's the president. Shit, that explains a lot, though, the decisions he came up with. A lot of bullshit ideas came with. Explains a lot. Man, Alzheimer's, though, it's sad, though. Like I said, check out the Mike Savage Show. And then, oh, did we let y'all? Toxic 9 new album, new mixtape drops. November 23rd, called Dummy Boy. It's gonna be the hottest mixtape in the world. It's probably gonna be like 300,000 first weeks. Guarantee his mixtape outsells Travis Scott mixtape. I bet Tyson 9 mixtape outsells Travis Scott mixtape, Nicki Minaj LP, EP. Watch Rainbow Bright, Tyson 9 outsells him, Travis Scott and Nicki Minaj. Watch what happens. Like I said, I always say God is good, man, but I don't have nothing that's possible. Keep God first, man.
Man. What up, man? It's the Mike Savage. Back again, man. Doing our thing. You know how we do it, man. Out and about.
God is good, man, but I don't have nothing that's possible, man. Got to pray, got to glory, man. So Mariah Carey dropped her 15th studio album, Caution. She's one of her greatest albums of all times. She had many albums come out, but this one is her best one ever. If y'all want to check it out on the Mike Savage Show and the FM. Got the whole album. Play on my show. Let's check it out. Yeah, you know how I do. It's my fans. For the fans, man. We do our thing. Think we have sound like Savage Show. We do our thing, man. Best podcast in the world. Don't mock the zane. All day, every day. But yeah, yo. One of my favorite topics I can talk about. Kim Kardashian. But before I get on Kim Kardashian, Michelle Obama, ex-first lady. She was on Oprah show talking about her pretty book becoming. Talking about all the trials and tribulations she went through being the first lady and stuff like that. You know how to be the first black first lady in history. Oh, shit. Let me correct myself. African American first lady. Fuck that. She's a black first lady. First lady of all time. The sexiest first lady of all time. Me being a black man. I love Michelle Obama because she was the sexiest woman in the world. I think she's one of the sexiest first ladies we ever had. She looked way better than Barbara Bush, Nancy Reagan. Nancy Reagan looked like Steve Reagan. Barbara Bush looked like Steve Bush. But yeah, man, y'all know how we do it, man. Michelle Obama. Should y'all see how I ain't hear no sexual scandal with Barack Obama, cause you know Michelle Obama wasn't playing that shit. Yeah. You did what, nigga? Bang!
the frown pants out here real quick. You step outside of marriage and shit. She'll fuck his ass up. Show Obama probably didn't play. That bitch ain't no joke, man. She ain't no joke. She wanna keep saying she wanna the best. And she fat as hell. I know Barack Obama be telling her ass at nighttime. He fucking shit out of her. He fucking shit out of her. How big cornbread eating ass. Fat old booty and shit. Yeah, Michelle Obama got the biggest booty in that area. I want to see her twerking and shit. So man, that shit. Turn on Instagram. Michelle Obama up there twerking. Like, damn. That shit go viral real quick. Yeah, Michelle Obama twerking on Instagram and shit. Twerking on the block for dollars and shit. Yeah, she one of the best first ladies of all time. Look better than Nancy Reagan, Tip McGore. She look better than definitely better than Melania Trump, robot first lady. Yeah, man, y'all know. Kim Kardashian, man, that bitch, man. I give it to her. She did good, but the justice reform shit helped get the 3-time losers breaks in any time and shit. I don't know how she did, but she did it. That's what they say. They saying she did that shit. So I give props to Kim Kardashian for getting the justice reform thing through. So after she gave Donald Trump's head, he gotta get the prick reform shit. I don't know what experience Kim Kardashian got with prison reform, motherfucker, but he gotta do it, so she did that shit. Yeah, y'all know how shit go, man. Kim Kardashian is a bimbo. Rich thought hoe. Give him that neck on that neck. Oh, she know I do a day. You know, I need a second day all day long. So the fuck she know how I do a second day. Yeah, we out here, man. We out here, man. My second show, we lit, man. We live, man. Anchor FM, man. The best podcast in the world, man. Make sure you check out my boy, Cook Up Boss. The Sick of Them Sunday. One of the hottest podcasts in the world, man. Doing his thing, man. Nashville Stand Up, man. I'll be the Cook Up Boss, man. One of the best rappers in the game out there in Nashville. He the one exposed the Young Buck for being a faggy boy. Yeah, cook with the tranny and shit. Y'all know how it is. I'm telling y'all, the whole G-Unit motherfuckers, they all free motherfuckers. All them motherfuckers free. All them these fruit cup motherfuckers. Fruity cup niggas ass. Cupcake ass niggas and shit, man. Fuck out of here, man. Damn G-Unit. G-Unit. Motherfuckers, man. Tripping. G. The G is for gay. They're the gay unit. My feet feel like G unit. Yeah. G is for gay. 50 Cent is gay, man. Y'all know that nigga. That nigga. If y'all don't know, y'all know now. Look at Fox. Had a tongue in his ass and shit. Tongue in his ass. She probably had a strap on and shit. That's why he keeps saying, get the strap. So I keep saying, get the strap. Make the strap by that strap on and ride his ass like a mountain. That's what Mr. Fox was doing. Had that strap on and she was
tan his ass up. That's why I'm walking like that, man. That's why I said you think. I turn your feet think you're gay as hell. You never could Fox put the strap on and ride him shit. Now y'all fucked up. That's why I keep saying get the strap. That's why I keep saying get the strap, get the strap, get the strap. Now y'all know. You don't mean get the gun, you mean get that strap on. That's what you're talking about. Just ask Vivica Fox. She'll tell you. Just ask Superhead Corinne Stephan. She'll tell you. She know. Kim Kardashian, man, the biggest hoe in the world. Nicki Minaj, one of the greatest female rappers of all time, doing a thing. A new album, Queen, doing great, man. It went double platinum and shit already and shit. Motherfuckers to tell about Tekashi 6ix9ine when he was on Breakfast Club yesterday. He was on Breakfast Club yesterday. He said some janky promoters try to get him for the money and shit. They booked him for some shows. They showed him off some money and shit. But you got $3 though. When you dealing with low budget promoters, they gonna shortchange the motherfuckers. They'll give you what you got. They gotta give you. And they gonna pocket the rest. That's how promoters get. Cause you know they don't get that off the top regardless. Promoter can get theirs. Especially them little janky, shady promoters and shit. But the Live Nations and all them big promoters, nah, they ain't like that. But them little bootleg promoters that's holding on to every little string of thing they can get. Yeah, they podcasting that money. They popping that money. Watch them motherfuckers. They say he even fired his Treyway partners. That's why he even saying Treyway. They fired most of them motherfuckers. Even the big boss man, little bald head dude, always saying Treyway. Ain't no Treyway without 6ix9ine. He one of the dopest rappers in the game right now. He doing his thing. Say what you want to say about the rainbow bright hair and shit, looking goofy and shit. All music come out, it's a hit. He got hits, man. 10 for 10, man. He got a new mixtape dropping the 23rd called Dummy Boy. That's gonna be a hit. I'm talking about he said he better than Lil Uzi. My Lil Uzi garbage, man. He's a garbage little dude. Little gay dude, man. Mumble rap ass niggas. I mean, Kaifik 9, then, yeah, Lil Uzi Vert. No dumbass. Bootleg ass music and shit. But yeah, like I always say, man, check out the Mike Savage Show podcast. We hot, we lit, man. Doing our thing, man. God is good. Without him, nothing is possible. Give him the praise and the glory, man. Don't let nobody tell you can't do nothing. Cause God gave us all gifts. Gifts to talk, gifts to listen, gifts to whatever. You just feel it's good, man. Glorify God, man. God is everything, man.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.